Hello, Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley, all my friends over in Phoenix City. How y'all doing today? I hope things are going well. My family up in Lee County, we're still praying for you guys over in Lee County, Alabama, as well as Tarleton, Georgia. Again, I've said on the show before, I don't think people really realize the extent and length of time that it takes to come back from a natural disaster. It is something that hits very hard. And we want to make sure that we're keeping them in our prayers and making sure that we are still extending that helping hand where needed, because, you know, recovery is a long road. So let's keep that in mind. All my people near the Florida, Georgia line, if you're headed to the beach, get in the water for me just for a little while. It's still summertime. Well, we're actually headed into more of a summertime. You know, you just never know about our seasons lately. You know, one week it feels like winter, then next week it feels like summer. And in one day we can have all seasons. So it's just very odd right now. But I know a lot of people, including myself, we are suffering with this pollen right now. So let's just hold on a little bit longer. We don't want to lose nobody to pollen, but it's trying to take us out. So just make sure you're mindful of that and aware of that. I'm excited about the show today. Whenever I get a chance and opportunity to get some folks in here that's doing great things in the community and want to talk about community giving back and having events that promote unity and community and love and support, that is such an amazing thing. So I got some people in here that, you know, you've been knowing for a while, knowing by nicknames and everything. And I got some young folks too that are blazing on the scene. Some young leaders. I love my young leaders, you know, my young professionals. We work together very closely, and I'm proud of everything everyone's doing. But I got with me today my man T-Rock Toby Dixon from South Griffin Lodge, 697 Prince Hall, Mason. I also have with me Miss Kendra Evans, a rising star, number 847 Order of Eastern Star. And we also have Miss Chelsea Arrington, and of course a lot of us know who Chelsea is. She's everywhere doing everything, and so you shouldn't be surprised she's here today. How y'all doing today?
We're doing good.
So Chelsea, Easter egg hunts, right?
Yes.
As a matter of fact, we call it an extravaganza. You know, when I was young, I used to always love the Easter egg hunt, and I grew up in a little small country town, so grandma would get those eggs and boil them and drop them in that cup with that dye now, and we would color them and go find them. But it was always a fun event. What made you come up with this event to unite the community?
It's just an opportunity to bring the community together in a family-friendly environment. And even the opportunity this year to partner with our first two organizations in Phoenix City. So, I mean, I think that's a great opportunity to start bridging the gap in Phoenix City.
Awesome. So we're going to get to the sponsors in a little bit. But I know with generational changers. You've been doing a lot with the community and with our young people, and I know your organization is spearheading this with the help of some amazing sponsors we're going to talk to shortly.
Right.
But why particularly an Easter egg hunt? What do you think was so special about that?
It's just the opportunity to bring the kids out. We don't cater to the kids often in our community in Phoenix City, especially from a community standpoint. So it's just an opportunity to bring the kids out and let them have an amazing time, you know, pick up some eggs, snow cones, just the kid activities.
Right. Right. Well, awesome. Now, Ms. Evans, you know, I grew up in a very small area where we didn't have many people of Greek letter organizations. A lot of my uncles and granddaddy, all of them were Masons, and my mom was in the Eastern Star, and so I used to see them going out to events. And if there were community events, they would show up with a lot of food and cakes, and, you know, it was just always the entity that you could depend on. And it seems like that's not changing here, even in Phoenix City. What does it mean to the Eastern Star, particularly the old Eastern Stars, because I'm going to talk to my Mason brother here shortly, but what does it mean to the old Eastern Stars to be able to help with this event?
It was very exciting just to see the young people want to do something. And when Miss Arrington came to us, it was like right off. Mm-hmm. Yes, we want to be a part. We do other things in the community, work with the Head Start program, and the nursing homes and all that. However, but this was close to me because my daily walk is working with kids and families. So this just was a blessing to be a part of the generational changers organization.
So the event is going to be on Saturday, April the 13th. from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Right, Ms. Evans?
Right.
Okay. And anyone who wants to participate, what do they need to know?
Only thing they need to know is to come out with a just loving spirit, come out to have fun, and just to be ready to see me on the snow cone machine or
oh, you're running the snow cone machine.
Yeah, you know, because you know I like the cool stuff. And
well, let's go ahead and solve this argument. Is it snow cone or is it shaved ice? Which one is it?
It's always going to be snow cone to me. It really is.
All right, well, we got Ms. Evans on the snow cone machine. She ain't giving out one squirt. She giving out two.
Yes.
So you better get ready because your snow cone going to be overflowing with flavor. All right, now, you know, I got to turn to my man, T-Rock, Toby Dixon, all over the place, making everything happen, moving and shaking in the community. You know, you've always been someone that cared about your community. You've worked hard to make sure that you were involved in directing our youth for a better life, for a positive future, for prosperity, for growth, for opportunity. And here you are again, my friend. How do you keep going, Doc?
I mean, this is what I do. I mean, you know, first of all, I'm an organization called Soccer for Law 697, Prince Hall Masons, and you know, and when you go back to Prince Hall and you know about your founders, you're supposed to represent and reflect your founders. Not only in my organization, all Greek-led organizations, reflect your founders. So, you know, you go back to know about your founders, the work they've done, you know, trying to break segregation, slavery. You know, Prince Hall helped fund the legal fund for slavery. I mean, you know, the fund for Brown versus Education. I mean, Prince Hall was there to raise the money for that, for Thurgood Marshall to be able to go in the courtroom to represent these clients and everything, you know. So it's very heavy, you know, the work that we do. And also, the Lord is about making good men better men, okay? You know, our job is to stay in the community and try to work and bridge the gap, like Chester said previously, you know. Not only do we do that, I mean, also have a prison ministry. We go visit brothers in jail. We can't forget about them, you know, because we need these brothers. Yeah, we don't have too many brothers. How is the world going to continue to turn around its axis? How are we going to multiply it and be fruitful? You know, and that's one thing that's in the Bible. Get rid of all the male. It's a purpose for that. And so far, we are doing a good job because most of the males are locked up, or most of them not here anymore. So it's something we got to work on.
And that's why community is so important. And you talk about the impact of Prince Hall. I mean, even all the way down T-Rock to sponsoring Martin Luther King when other entities here had been frightened out of having his presence in the city. Prince Hall of Masons have always fought for the community, stood with the community, and held the community together when the community needed. So I certainly commend all the work of my brothers out there doing a great job just making it all happen. Now, T-Rock, I know you, and I know the Masons, so I know there will be certain expectations for this event. As far as professionalism, as far as keeping the peace, as far as making sure that this is family oriented, go ahead and touch on that a little bit for us.
Okay. Yes, you're right. We'll be done professionally and structured and organized. And we have security down there. The police, I mean, Phoenix Police Department will be there on site because we want to be a safe and secure place. But truthfully, it's about having a fun time with peace, love, and unity. You know, it's the first annual Easter egg extravaganza. We're going to try to continue to keep this going on. You know, in Columbus, they were having theirs pretty much, I mean, for years, you know, and Russell County don't have anything over there. They're open to everybody. And so that's what we're doing this for, to have something open to everybody during this time of year.
Now, let's recap the event details again, and we'll take a quick break after that. And when we come back, I'll continue the conversation about generational changers with Chelsea Ayrton and Cortez Thomas there. But the event is April the 13th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Where is the event again, T-Rock?
Meadow Lane Park in South Phoenix City.
Meadow Lane Park. Do you have an address for that? Someone may not be familiar with the location.
5th Street and 7th Avenue.
So it's at the corner of 5th Street and 7th Avenue.
That's correct.
Okay. And there's would you guys have signage out there today? Is there a fee to participate?
No, it's not.
Oh, so this is free. So they gonna get some snow cones from his from his Evans with two squirts, and they are going to get, of course, the eggs they find. I'm sure they'll be able to keep them. Y'all not recollecting eggs. No. What else will be out there for the people?
Popcorn, cotton candy. We also gonna have a clown. That will be on site.
You got to be specific. Is that like a professional clown? Because there's a lot of clowns in the city that may just show up voluntarily. But y'all have a hired clown that's coming.
We have a hired clown. We'll be dressed in clown uniform, and we'll perform clown duties.
You know, I probably shouldn't have said that. It was funny to me. So yeah. If anybody offended, I apologize.
That's what it's all about.
Y'all do know we do have some clowns in this city. But at any rate, what you guys doing are absolutely amazing. And, you know, as I'm talking to you from around the city, even over in Phoenix City, part of what I hear is many of them feel forgotten about, and there's no one out there doing anything for them. And so, T-Rock, what does it mean to feel that void and let our young people know that someone actually cares?
Yes, well, like I said previously, I do have a prison ministry called Panaya Prison Empowerment, and I go on various Sundays, you know, down to the Russ County Jail. Also, I'm a vice president on the board of directors at Tears Incorporated. A lot of times, you know, especially you have young people that feel forgotten because of someone. A lot of people think it's always broken home, but I found that necessarily not always true. Some have parents in the house. Sometimes they get caught up in their work and their personal thing they're doing, and sometimes they don't get attention where the children need to be in. Mm-hmm. And then they found attention in the wrong place. They think it's the right place. Then they become loyal to that person. And then when that person or people of such ask them to do something, they're going to do it because they feel loyalship, even though it probably wrong. And so a lot of that start right there. And so they go back to us as parents, you know, we got to work harder. And also, two people said we need a village to raise our children. That is correct. But we got to have the right people in the village. Because a lot of people in the village not here to raise their children or want to be productive, because there's so many things out there that's non-productive.
Some of them are there to corrupt the children.
It's simple as that. I mean, as the Bible said, hey, I mean, good character can be corrupted.
Mm-hmm.
Good person can be corrupted with a bad influence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, all this is true. I mean, it's out there for us. So, and I'd have been down some roads myself, you know, for experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Coming up in the house, being a choir boy and everything, you know. And I see my grandma and mother always tell me, these group of guys are good for you. And I said, what's wrong with them? They're resting nice, looking nice, how I want to be. I got tired of wearing Sunday pants at church, Sunday pants at school every day, you know what I'm saying? Going to church all the time, you know, but found out, you know, I was in the right direction, you know. So I had to find it the hard way. Understanding that what looked good is actually not good all the time. Right. There's always something behind the image, you know.
Right.
You know, so it's right. Something, yeah. So that's right. What it's all about, so.
Well, again, you know, without a doubt, I commend the Prince All Masons of the South, Griffin Lodge 697, as well as Rising Star number 847, Order of Eastern Star, for partnering with Generational Changers and making this happen, because we have to do this as a community. We have to move forward collectively. When we know we want to accomplish the same goal, then it behooves us to work together, because we can have a greater impact and our resources can go a lot further. You know, and I wish we could implement this model with a lot of other things that we see around the city. You know, it seems like everything's given. There's like 58 turkey drives. And every Christmas, you know, you got 210 people collecting bicycles. And, you know, and if we just brought those efforts together, we could truly serve the full capacity in the valley, not only in Columbus, but in Phoenix City, you know, those in need in Chattahoochee County and Marion County and Talbot and Taylor County and Lee County. We could fill those needs if we certainly work together. So before we close out this first half, anything else you guys want to add before we go?
No, it's just a pleasure being here with you.
Well, thank you, Ms. Evans. It's always a pleasure to be in your presence. Your beautiful smile makes my day every time I see you. Well, thank you so much. This is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. We're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I still have nightmares.
I'm really not so good, but are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Welcome back to Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. At the beginning half of the show, we're talking about an event that's coming up that's being organized by Generational Changers and being sponsored through the Prince Hall Masons, the South Griffin Lodge 697, as well as Order of Eastern Star number 847. And remember, it's April the 13th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's at what park again, Chelsea?
Meadow Lane Park
over in South Phoenix City. So you don't want to miss it. So the second half of the show, I want to talk to the people behind Generational Change. You know, we see them all on social media. We see the young people in focus group sharing knowledge that I hope that the entire community is listening to. Because everybody talk about, I want to help the young people. I want to help the young people. I want to help the young people. But who's actually listening to them? Who's actually listening to what they need? Who's actually taking the time to say, okay, how can we help you? Versus showing up saying, oh, I know exactly what you need. If you just listen, that's the problem. You're hard-headed. You won't listen. You're not going to get nowhere with that tone. As my grandma used to tell me, Chelsea, you can catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar.
Wow.
Now, I don't know why you want to catch flies.
Right.
But in the event that you want to, you can definitely catch a Cortez. You catch more with honey than you can with vinegar. But I understood where she was coming from, and that was some of that what I call that old folk wisdom.
Yeah,
I knew where she was coming from. Now, my grandma just turned 86, and she's still here with me, and I try to talk to her every day to extract whatever I can, whatever knowledge I can, while God has still blessed her to be here with us. And I enjoy talking with my grandmother. She has truly helped shape the person that I am, the character that I have with giving back to the community and helping others and trying to be a leader in the community and speaking for those that don't have the resources or the capability to speak for themselves. When we have that gift and we have that blessing, Cortez, it's our responsibility to make sure we do something with it. And that's what I see you guys doing with Generational Changers. So talk with me a little bit about that organization. Talk about that vision of it, Chelsea. How did it come about?
Well, Generational Changers basically came around as an organization to help millennials find their purpose in life. When you really look at it, a lot of millennials don't know what they really want to do after they graduate from high school or college. Some are just stuck at the house, probably just working a 8-to-5 job. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes they're really not doing what they're really called to do in life, to be a doctor, to be a nurse, to be a lawyer. So Generational Changers is just basically an organization to help bring millennials together. Not even millennials that are young professionals. Sometimes we overlook those that don't hold the young professional titles. So we just want to look past that and just gather all millennials into this organization to really help them get down to the nitty-gritty of what they're really called to do and be in life. So,
absolutely. I mean, I've even seen you take them on college tours, like to visit different campuses, and I've seen some of your videos on Facebook where y'all are discussing different information. And now, Cortez, I know that you're a graduate of Tuskegee. Not going to hold it against you. I'm an Albany State University Golden Ram, and we will see you on the campus of Albany State
University. We will.
This football season. And so, don't speak to me till the game is over.
Sorry for you lost in advance.
No, we ain't losing, baby. Golden Rams, we'll be victorious. But you know, and you're an occupational therapist, and happy Occupational Therapist Month to all my occupational therapists out there. We know you guys out there. We appreciate you. Now, what type of impact did it have on you working with the young folks in this community?
It had a huge impact on me because as a child growing up, I had a lot of people help me out, had a good upbringing for me. So I said I wanted to do the same thing, especially with graduating from school and moving back home. I always said I just don't want to go home and go to work. I want to be involved within my community. So being more involved with my community, Chelsea reached out to me and she told me the highlights of what Generational Changers is and what she wants for Generational Changers. And I said, hey, that's something I want to be a part of. So with her inviting me, me and Chelsea have been working together with the community service, and not only us, but everybody else who's a part of the organization. And, you know, doing the community service, helping the kids, seeing the happy faces, it's an honor. And I'm just like, wow, this is what I said I wanted to do. That was a long-term goal. I've accomplished that.
Now Chelsea and Cortez, both of y'all can handle this question here. But looking at some of your videos, I see that you don't just have young people in a room. You guys have managed to emotionally attach to these young folks. They're open with you. I can tell they're comfortable around you. I can tell that they feel they are in the presence of someone that really wants to see them do great things. How did you get to that level with them?
Just kind of getting on their level, just understanding them, basically.
Do you think our young people are well understood in our community today?
I don't think so. As far as the older generation, even our generation, the millennials, we look down, oh, those kids are bad, but we just don't understand. We never sat down and asked, what's going on?
Uh-huh.
And I feel like that's what we need to do more, ask what's going on to get a better understanding and get a better viewpoint of them, being more empathetic of how they feel so we can understand.
As far as from the perspective of being engaged with our civic-based organizations and our government, do you think that age group would get involved if they were approached appropriately?
I think they will. Like I said, it's just how you approach and making sure you approach them on an open-minded level.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go forcing anything. You go to see how they want to achieve their goals or what goals do they have. And if they don't have any goals, it's up to you to kind of help them find their goals, to kind of help them find their purpose. What's your purpose?
You know, Chelsea, one thing that I cling on to the most in the Bible, in the Word, is that it's our responsibility to take care of the least of these.
Right.
And even if you don't have much resources to even get that done, you've managed to pull this operation off the ground without any major sponsors, without any major money behind it. Just some good old elbow grease, as we used to call it back in the day. How has this journey been for you?
I mean, it's had its ups and downs, but overall with supportive people in the organization, such as Generational Change, the committee members, the members, we've all come out of our own pocket just to make this happen. Mm-hmm. So when you really have people backing you up and they see the vision of the events, the organization, I think it's an awesome point or opportunity.
Wow. Do you think the young people that you guys are working with understand the gravity of the opportunity that they have here and the fact that there are so many other young folks in other communities that are yearning every day for someone to provide them some assistance? Do they show you guys appreciation?
They do. And it's a good feeling to get that appreciation from them. And sometimes I'm not saying we got to let them know that, you know, other communities don't have them, but we want them to feel honored as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing a child all
and I understand the sacrifice of the people doing it.
Yeah. And kids, when you let them feel like they're important, you can't take that away from them. So that's the best feeling in the world, just to let that child know, hey, you're important. I'm here for you. If you need anything, just let me know. And for them to know that they can come to me and ask me anything, it's a really good feeling.
You know, all across the nation, we're seeing younger and younger people pursue political office, mm-hmm. from Congress to state senators to state reps to city council members, mayors. You know, we have a young male in Birmingham, Jackson, mm-hmm. Mississippi, you know, Morehouse graduates and under 40. And they are doing big things within their community, within their government, and they're showing that we're just as competent to lead as anyone else. What are you guys doing to build that confidence in the young kids that you're working with?
I mean, just mentoring them and even connecting them to someone that's already in that position, just growing the wealth and knowledge that person already that's in that position has for what they really want to be or go after in life. Mm-hmm. So,
same thing as Chelsea said, mentoring and also adding a strategic challenge to them, making something harder than what it really supposed to be.
Wow.
And once you give them that strategic challenge, they're like, wow, it was really that easy. And you're like, yeah, but you worked extra hard to get that easy answer. So,
and that's where we should prep in life. Yeah. You know, even when I remember studying for the bar, bar prep was much harder than the bar itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you gave the bar prep the attention that you should have, then the bar should have been the easy thing for you. Mm-hmm. So when it's go time, you're ready.
Yeah.
You know, what you're doing now is the place where they get the opportunity to make the mistakes and learn the lessons. But sometimes you find yourself out there when all stakes are on the line, you don't have an opportunity to make a mistake. Mm-hmm. You got to go with it and you got to make it strong. Mm-hmm. Now, Chelsea, both of you guys are extremely involved in a lot of different programs. One of my favorites is the Urban League Young Professionals.
Yes,
my favorite Urban League. Young professional organization in the city. I don't think that's the secret right here that I really appreciate the Urban League and the leadership of Renita Sweet and some of the others that are working extremely hard over there. But you also work with the River City Soapbox Derby and Robbie Brascom and that crew that are doing an amazing job implementing STEM projects here in the city. How is working with these various entities allowing you to be more effective with generational changers?
It's allowing me to grow even more as a leader. Mm-hmm. Just receiving some of the wealth of knowledge that I'm amongst those individuals, Robbie and Renita, I mean, even the Urban League affiliate, well, the Urban League, our the ones that oversee the Urban League Young Professionals, just being able to, you know, be mentored by some of those people, because it does take somebody that's already where you're at to kind of give you that knowledge of where you want to go in life. So,
wow. Now, I could look at Cortez and tell one day he's definitely going to run for office. I'd probably be the next mayor of Phoenix City or something like that.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That's a lot.
Chelsea, you know, with everything you're doing and with all the leadership that you're amounting and the lessons that you're learning and the people that you're meeting, I really hope that you are considering one day at least serving the folks in your area in some type of elected capacity. And hopefully you're preparing for that. Can you just say that you haven't put it off the table of seeking political office?
I have not.
Okay, well, that's a
not
good
at
thing.
All.
Okay, well, we're not going to push you any further. I just think that our young professionals need to be making sure that we're prepared one day to take up the leadership in our community, because it's our job to move it forward. If there are some young folks listening to the show today that desire to get involved, but they have that fear of doing so, Chelsea and Cortez, what would you guys say to them to help them overcome that obstacle that's preventing them from reaching out to saying, hey, I need a mentor, or I need some guidance, or I need some help? What would you say to them?
One quote I always live my life by was the Nike quote, just do it. Mm-hmm. Growing up, I was kind of hesitant to ask for help, but as I grew older and going to Tuskegee, going to college, it kind of taught me to network and just do it. Mm-hmm. And so one day, one of my professors was just like, you would not get nothing with a closed mouth. I was like, mm-hmm. So I always thought about that. And then one day, he gave me an 89, a B. I made 100 on all my tests. He said, I gave you that B because you never came to me and asked me for an A. And I was like, wow. And he was like, all you have to do is just say what you want. And once you say what you want and just do it, you'll have it. So for anybody who's trying to aspire any kind of dreams, just do it, because the only person holding you back is yourself.
Amen.
I would just say step out on faith. Yeah. You Amen. Really don't know what's packaged on the inside of you until it's really exposed. So, I mean, once that person step out on faith, you know, they'll be able to see what's packaged on the inside.
That's right. Because, you know, as the song says, the songwriter wrote it, there's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. Yes, yes, God is so good. Well, I want to thank you, too, for what you do in our community, what you're doing in Phoenix City, what you're doing all over the Chattahoochee Valley. It's certainly having a huge impact. I thank you both for your personal friendship, too. You know, being in your presence have made me a better person. And I appreciate all of that. And we all learn from each other. We all grow from each other. And if you find yourself in an environment where you're not challenged, where you're not growing, you should definitely seek new friends. And so let's not forget about the extravaganza coming up April the 13th. Give me those details again, Chelsea, before we go.
It's going to be at Meadow Lane Park in Phoenix City. The address is 5th Street and 7th Avenue in Phoenix City, Alabama, April the 13th. From 11 to 2, free.
You heard that it's going to be free. We got snow cones with two squirts from Ms. Evans. We're going to have some popcorn. You know, you get to take the eggs home with you. I guess they need to come with their own Easter basket, all right?
Yes, please bring your Easter
basket. Please bring your Easter basket. I don't know if the eggs will hold too well in a plastic bag. So make sure you bring your Easter basket. And we will have the first annual extravaganza sponsored by the Prince Hall Mason South Griffin Lodge number 697, as well as the Order of Eastern Star Rising Star Chapter number 847, and hosted by Generational Changers. This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I look forward to talking with you again Sunday, April the 14th, 2019. Have a good day. Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and its radio programs are not to be considered necessarily the beliefs of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversation? Come and join me, Teddy Reese. Send me an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.